Basically, I was in Australia last year, and it was dark. I'm walking along the promenade, typical Englishman, got my shorts on. And a scream in front of me, my wife and my sister-in-law darted out of the way, and a sausage hit my leg.
Okay, we're on the edge of our seats, so you're walking along, minding your own bee, hack on the side of your head, out of a clear blue sky.
No, it was dark.
Oh, sorry, out of a clear blue, navy blue sky comes a piece of meat and hits you on the leg. And?
Yep.
And?
Basically, it had been picked up off one of the communal barbecues by a very large seagull. And too hot for it, had dropped it.
It's the seagulls again!
Yeah, but it was too hot for the seagull.
It was raining sausages.
Look, he burned his beak.
No, he burned his beak.
Imagine the little exclamation mark that appears above its head before it goes, oh, made a mistake there. And it's about time we started fighting back there. Where was this, Ian?
My phone's just about. This is in Australia. It's just outside Perth in Rockingham.
That beep.
That's your phone.
Oh,
my phone's about to run out.
It's nice.
We can live with that. We can.
That's
live.
All right.
If we can live in a world where birds attack you with hot sausages.
The thing is, I had to go for the rest of like next 3 or 4 days explaining to people why there was a burn on my leg.
Because he, well,
it burned him.
It burned him.
Wow.
It burned him badly.
It was hot. Yeah. It was not a common garden English breakfast sausage. Yeah. It was a huge thing.
I'm enjoying the pips. But it ain't him, is it? Oh yes, it is. Because I've turned him off now. But a tremendous thing to be the idea that a seagull thinks, aha, he swoops down, has the sausage, goes, whoop, it's hot, and drops it. Its eyes would have bulged.
His little beak got all red on
the exclamation mark appeared above its head. Well, I didn't think this would yield any meat, no puns intended.